The first group of about 400 evacuees from northwestern Ontario began arriving in Regina this morning. The area has been ravaged by wildfires this summer. Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe confirmed yesterday that the province is in a position to take on 2,000 to 3,000 evacuees. A number of those evacuees are from the Pikangikum First Nation. Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency official Dwayne McKay says Saskatchewan is in a good position to help out Ontario.
Certainly, Saskatchewan has been spared this year. We have not seen significant flooding, nor have we seen any significant activity in our northern forestry area for wildfires. So this puts us in a good position to assist with the call for assistance from Ontario.
The province says it's not yet known how many evacuees Saskatoon and Prince Albert will be taking on or where they will be staying. A federal court has ruled a Peter Ballantyne Cree Nation councillor must step down and a by-election be held. PBCN's Election Tribunal previously ruled the 2018 election of Urban Councillor Warren McCollum was invalid due to election irregularities. McCollum applied for a judicial review of this decision, but the federal court has found the Election Tribunal did not make any errors. The original appeal to the Election Tribunal was made by another candidate. Some of the irregularities cited include improper posting of advance and election polls. An organization that advocates for the installation of carbon monoxide alarms says the deaths of two young people from CO poisoning are tragic and preventable. The Canadian Carbon Monoxide Safety Foundation says it wants the Saskatchewan government and all jurisdictions in Canada to mandate the installation of the alarms in all homes and businesses, no matter how old the buildings are. The call comes after a pair of cousins, a 12-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl, were found dead at a residence in the Prince Albert region Tuesday afternoon. Police say the deaths are not considered suspicious. Northern premiers say Canada faces the prospect of being left behind internationally if it doesn't do more to safeguard Arctic sovereignty. The premiers of Nunavut, Yukon, and the Northwest Territories are in Saskatoon, along with their southern counterparts this week. NWT Premier Bob McLeod says other countries are stepping up their activities in the Arctic region.
Canadians don't realize that the geopolitical context for the North is changing. Global powers like China, Russia, and the United States are starting to look to the Arctic with more interest as climate change is opening up more shipping routes and making natural resources in the region more accessible.
McLeod was speaking at the National Premiers Conference, which wraps up today in Saskatoon. Meanwhile, an Indigenous group set up a camp directly behind where the premiers are meeting. Participants are rallying against climate change policies and child welfare. Camp organizer Nancy Gray Eyes says the group is urging the premiers to end the practice of birth alerts to social services. She says stopping this practice will help to decrease the number of First Nations children in government care. Gray Eyes says governments need to better support new mothers in keeping their children with their families. The annual summer reading program is taking place at 10 northern schools in Saskatchewan next week. It's sponsored by TD's Summer Reading Club and delivered by the Air Ronge Library. Organizer Harriet Roy says the program is held across the country.
The TD Summer Reading Club, it's like a whole Canada-wide reading program. And so our public libraries take part in that by being open over the summer and offering the materials and posters and activities that go with it.
Author and kids entertainer Doug Prairie Dog Campbell will be leading the program this year. The list of the communities involved and the schedule can be seen on the MBC website. Most Indigenous and non-Indigenous Canadian youth say they are optimistic about the future of reconciliation. The survey was conducted by the Environics Institute for Survey Research in partnership with Canadian Roots Exchange and the MasterCard Foundation. Max Findlay is the executive director of Canadian Roots Exchange and is from Sweetgrass First Nation. Finde says he was pleased with the response.
I was extraordinarily heartened by the results to see that meaningful reconciliation can happen in the lifetime. It was 3/4 of Indigenous youth, and just a little bit less than that for the non-Indigenous young people, believe that this can happen. And what a gift that is.
A study surveyed 682 Indigenous and 695 non-Indigenous people between the ages of 16 and 29. A true crime podcast about the deaths and disappearances of Indigenous youth in the Thunder Bay, Ontario area is set to be adapted to the small screen. Northwood Entertainment and the producers of Canada Land's Thunder Bay are teaming up to develop the podcast into a TV series. Anishinaabe writer Ryan McMahon says the project signals a change in the entertainment industry.
The representations of Indigenous peoples have been such that, you know, we've been dehumanized for too long. And I think at the end of the day, making a series like this will really bring the humanity to the forefront.
McMahon says the TV adaptation will expand on the podcast themes of systemic racism against Indigenous people while reaching a broader audience.